We're back again
with What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
It's another episode, and hello, all the dramas.
Suey! Welcome to the farm episode. That's all I gotta say.
Well, this is right up our alley.
I am a chicken person. I'm not actually half chicken. I just really like chickens.
I was going to say, which half? Chicken top feet. Or bottom?
Just my feet. Their claws. But yeah, so this was a fun episode. We were taking it out of the city and into
the farmyard.
The farmland this time.
Episode 7.
From farm to runway. Dun, dun, dun.
So let's just jump right into it.
Yes.
With our favorite after elimination dish.
And holy cannoli.
Oh my goodness.
Was it spicy?
That's one spicy meatball.
I mean, we have all the same characters.
Yeah. Just obviously.
Round 4.
Scarlet something. Is no more. Which, okay. But right off the bat, there's not even the chance. Like, normally there's this sort of decompressing, like reverence. And then they sit on the couch and then they get into their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat. Raja jumps straight into bitch mode.
Yeah. Which, no surprise, but...
What the hell? No queen has ever come back and said, oh, well, we shouldn't even read it. It's like, don't be like that. Get over yourself.
I just don't... She is just digressing into this gremlin demon. And I, like, is there something going on behind the scenes? What the
hell? I have no idea. There's no way that anybody in that workroom enjoys being around her at this point because she is terrible.
No.
Terrible.
I mean, it's funny because when I watch the episode and I see people interacting with her, I'm like, I wonder if the producers are like, someone has to go talk to her.
Like, someone go over
no
there and
one, like,
say
happy
something.
To no. be talking to her.
No.
And she seems to just be rubbing pretty much everyone the wrong way.
It's insane. Well, you saw everyone's faces after she said that. Yeah. Everybody was like, what? Are you kidding?
It just is unfortunate to me because I feel like she's going to... It's going to be like a Valentina where she'll get all this flack for being a bitch. And she'll have... And, like, that's really unfortunate for her after because you can't go back. No take backsies. You're going to be forever known as the gremlin queen.
I would relate her to a Fifi O'Hara type. I don't know that she'll ever come back from villain status.
Yeah, at least Valentina redeemed herself.
I feel like she did.
All Stars. But I hated her.
Oh, absolutely.
After her season. And so,
but Raja is like it's so not, bad. It's not so good. Bad. And what I cannot handle... is they show her duality and it's so apparent because she is sitting there talking mad shit on everybody and they're showing her going up and giving hugs and kisses and like, how you doing? Oh, I love you to Plastique while in her interview she's saying she's been here too long and she's just pretty and she has nothing else to offer and just being
she's a fake ass bitch.
Two-faced.
It's
awful.
I'm done. And it doesn't get any better as the episode progresses.
Like, I thought I couldn't get more mad than I was last week with her bad attitude, but it's worse. I'm beyond upset.
Yeah. And shout out to my coworker, Max, who is one of my super fans with me. He will be on the show
next week,
next week. But yeah, we were ranting about how much we just can't.
I don't know how anyone could defend her.
Yeah, and so it's not just us.
No, it can't be just us.
I like sass. I like, you know, throwing some shade.
Throw
but
a little
this
shade.
Is just a
it's
bully
blatant.
And mean and just terrible. I'm over.
Ugh.
I'm over it.
It's so Done. Bad. So bad. One thing I did want to bring up, though, is as much as I hate to admit it, I did agree with one of Silky's comments about the fact that Plastique does just serve a corset every week.
Oh, yeah, but we've talked about
it. And
this.
We have talked about it again. I just want to acknowledge because I do get so annoyed by Silky, but she I did agree with her in that moment. I was like, you know, it sucks because Plastique, she does look so good all the time, but mm-hmm. I would love to see something different from her.
Well, she's going to have to, because she's up there in the top, but that's not going to take her all the way.
But she looks so good all the time. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard because she does she does wear a corset and sparkly tights every time. And I would like to see more versatility. But the hard part is that she does it so perfectly every time.
Yeah.
That it's hard.
I was going to say, unfortunately, it is hard to critique, you're but not going to get that this episode.
At some
we'll
point,
talk about later, but
at some point, especially Michelle, because she loves calling people and that kind of shit, has to say something at some point.
Well, I think you had blatantly obvious Vanjie, who's was okay, but not like mint, not perfect.
Right.
And so you focus on her. But like I said, if she keeps doing that and these other girls drop off, they're going to look at these little things and it's not going
to
fly.
I know. That's when it's going to come down to it. Is if they look back and in hindsight, they're like, oh, you know what? She did serve the same thing every time. Maybe.
But Brooklyn wears the same. I mean, with slight variations.
I feel like there's
bodysuits for days. I mean, she wore the weird hippie girl thing.
She wore
that
the
was weird.
The gold
and then
dress.
The gold dress. But
I don't know. It's hard. I don't know how to like.
Yeah. I mean, she does have a sprinkling of new, which Plastique does not. Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well,
anyways,
we could talk about this
I
for
know.
Days.
It's true. But yeah, so it was a fiery right out the gates.
Right out the gate.
And you know what? It just makes me kind of like feel at the start of an episode. Like, I don't like that
instant
grump.
Tension.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's the wrong type of tension. So anyways, we get into
our mini challenge.
Which first? Rue, looking great.
Oh.
Shades of sorbet.
Oh,
is what I put.
I love it. That's so good.
Because it was kind of like light oranges and blues.
Yes.
And I thought of like blackberry
mm-hmm.
sherbet. Ooh. I don't know.
I love it. I think that's a perfect explanation.
It was a, last week was the tracksuit, which was amazing, but vast improvement on Green Blocks suit.
Green Blocks.
So
R.I.P.
Not my favorite. Better than Green Blocks.
But yeah.
We'll see what next week.
We'll see what we've got next.
All right. So mini challenge. We are getting into some farm-esque games.
The slow-mo potato sack race featuring boobography.
All right. I'm just going to come out the gates and say I did not like this challenge. I thought it was boring. I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I just
it's
wasn't
one of those things that it's like, I guess it was a little funny, but how do you how is that a
challenge?
Yeah,
how do you judge it? Silky's ripping off her clothes again. She's
as
got
per
her
usual.
Lamb chops falling out her top. I didn't.
It was not my favorite. But with what was served to us. Suga, I will give it to her.
Yeah.
She looked like she had real boobs.
Yeah.
They stayed on, which is one thing,
mm-hmm.
and they had real boob bounce.
Yeah. No, I agree. I thought she was doing good. And same with Nina.
Yes,
as
well.
Because it's campy. It's something she can really.
What really bothered me was that Plastique put on a breastplate.
Yeah.
That's not even trying.
Yeah.
They don't look natural. They don't move naturally. It's stupid. They don't even bounce. They just sit there. I thought that was a total cop-out.
Again, it's the tale as old as episodes. They didn't give her much screen time, and it was because it was boring. It was meh.
Meh.
Maybe I'm being too picky. I don't know.
I feel like I've got to go back and watch old seasons and see what it is that I feel like I'm missing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I really loved?
I just didn't guffaw. I didn't laugh. There was not nearly enough pit crew again.
Where the hell is the pit crew? Yeah. Can they not afford the pit crew anymore?
Something.
Where is the man meat?
Something's up.
I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I put it just looked messy and not very funny.
It was just sort of bleh.
Lackluster.
Yeah, well, Suga and Nina were the winners, but who cares, because it doesn't really do anything.
Hey, they won $2,500 of hair products, so
well,
that's a that would last me 18 years.
That would. You would never run out.
No, I would.
That's like a lifetime supply for you.
Oh, yes. It's not having to give it away. So that's something. Something.
I know. I know. All right. Maxi challenge is farm to runway design challenge.
They must use organic materials to construct their outfits.
But it needs to be like a high fashion runway outfit. Mm-hmm. Not, we're not looking for basic.
No.
We're not looking for podunk off the farm.
No.
We want you to take these rustic materials and make them into fashion.
And it's not just a ton of, I mean, there's denim and burlap, but there's everything under the sun. There's flat. I love it. Suga is just like eating everything off the table. Oh my God,
she was hungry.
But it's so funny to me. Like, why are they putting those puffy.
Yeah, who's gonna use those like puffed snap peas? Maybe it was their lunch as well.
I know, they're just scrambling. I have heard rumors that they aren't, that they're pretty stingy about food on set.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. On a couple, I don't know. It is the interweb, so it could be totally wrong, but maybe they are all just starving.
Like, we need food.
Just chewing on bark. So yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff for them to use, but as any construction challenge, there are definitely some people who are comfortable and some people who
yes, are not. It is interesting. And I love any time that there is a RuPaul critique that gets to come through the workroom.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and too, like, I don't know. I feel like it just really makes them push themselves.
Well, and Ru says, as she comes into the workroom, she said, I really wanted you to do another design challenge because I feel like I need to see more of your guys' personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're seeing a lot of looks, but she said, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting to know you as well as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
And the design challenge, because it's not just these prefabricated, super thought through looks, it does show more of you
yeah.
and what you're able to put forward.
Yeah. Which I thought was funny because the first person she comes to talk to is Brooklyn, which is
yeah.
definitely beautiful queen, not much personality.
Well, that's the hard part, is that, like,
she's pretty to look at.
But where's the, like, I don't feel like I know anything about Brooklyn except that she's a dancer. And
Canadian.
And Canadian, but, I mean, she says a boot.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, who are you even?
And it's not just us. And because I thought this was, you know, to the T. Akira saying she's sickening on stage and boring off stage.
And it's
so, it's not just us. She's boring.
Well, have you noticed, like, the more I was thinking about it, like, I don't feel like I hear a lot of Brooklyn in the Talking Head interviews.
No.
So that's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's rare.
Like, and I feel like we don't hear much from her, and it's like, maybe she doesn't have a whole lot to say.
No. It was funny when she was covering up her face and all of that in the, when they were going at it.
Oh, yeah. And it's like.
And so that, I'm just like.
In Untucked, everyone.
Oh, sorry. But one thing I'll have to say to her is she is kind, well, she's a more beautiful, tall me drag queen. Because I love how she says, I'm an introverted extrovert. Because that's
yeah,
me. That's
yeah.
me. I am very introverted, but I love being around people.
Well, but you know when to turn on the charm. Like, you definitely have, like, even though your go-to is to sort of, like, sit back and relax, like, when it's time to turn it on, you turn it on.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's true. And I really haven't seen that from her. I mean, really, the most personality you've seen is the Miss Vanjie, the her and Miss Vanjie love.
Right, but you cannot rely on an off
oh yeah
no, set no. romance no. for no. personality no. and who was it that said, oh, Rue, she said, I want more of the crunchy bits, which is like how I was saying, or I've said several times, more edge, like, I mm-hmm. want you to be a little messy, but like in a in a good way, like not yeah. in a sloppy way, but like show us a little bit of rough,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't be so poised and polished every second. Cause that's not real or relatable.
No,
you can be beautiful, but like you need to be more accessible.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like I loved how, like in Violet Chachki's season, how in the beginning she was sort of more cold and aloof and from her, you know, because she was more shy and mm-hmm. has like a very poised demeanor, but she started breaking down throughout the season and you got to see more and more personality and she started yeah. like really meshing with the other girls and letting loose more. And it was like, yes, that's like what I would like to see out of Brooklyn. I want more.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So true to Rue, she read her perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
And Rue asks her who she thinks should go home, and she says Raja, and I agree.
Oh, totally agree. I mean, she's very tactical about it.
Tactful?
Well, both.
Oh.
And just saying, oh, she, you know, she's been on the bottom the most times.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, no, you just want her gone because she sucks.
Yeah. Duh.
Again, crunchy. Get crunchy.
Get crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
We want that crunchy okay. peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter. All right. So next, speak of the devil, literally, Raja's critique is
boring.
Raja, for all of the shit she gives everybody else for not having personality, her only personality is being mean to people.
Well, or talking herself up. Because yeah. the whole time she was talking to Rue,
I'm great. I'm awesome.
Yeah, I'm great at design challenges and I'm going to push it because everyone else is doing corsets and blah, blah. So talking shit and then just talking about how she's so amazing, which, you know, spoiler down the line, her shit's falling apart on the runway. So again, ugh. she's acts like she's the bee's knees and she just talks
so
a big game.
I'm so confused by her. Ugh. I don't understand. Like, she's just a big mouth with nothing to back it up.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. And so it was just boring because, again, it was just her talking and Rue just, in my mind, just being like, okay, well,
I know.
Do better. I'm going to move on now.
I know. So boring.
Yeah.
Well, and then, okay, so then Rue goes over to talk to Plastique. And it's a very similar thing that she was talking to with Brooklyn, which is
more personality.
More personality.
Mm-hmm.
And Plastique agrees. She's like, yeah, I know that I've been more closed off because I came in here thinking that if I'm going to be the next drag superstar, I have to present in like a polished, poised mm-hmm. way. And Rue was like, you know, started digging and was like, why do you feel like you need to do that, like why you can't be more vulnerable or this and that. And I thought it was such a sweet and like real moment.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation was very organic and real.
Yeah, it didn't seem forced.
It did not seem forced. Plastique started to talk about, oh, well, I just come from a family where it's better for me to hide. And so sometimes I feel like I need to put my guard up. And she, you know, starts crying and Rue gives her some really great advice of like, you know what, if there's anywhere for you to be all you, it's here,
mm-hmm.
which is so true.
Which if you're like, I get it. I'm not super emotional, but if I was asked some deep questions like that and by someone who's like my role model,
your role model,
like I would break down too. Like that's heavy.
Especially in that environment.
Yeah.
But then.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
But then it's super sweet because like Evie's crying and Miss
and Nina is
just like saying these adorable, cute words, and it's just making you feel good.
It's total feel good moment.
And then in creeps the gremlin.
Raja is throwing glares, and then she says in her little like interview thing, well, that's convenient that, you know,
they're talking about having more personality, and it turns into,
and now all of a sudden she's crying and blah 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 blah. And I got so mad because we have seen in the past, I will, like, a very blatant example is Willem
mm-hmm.
On the runway when she's standing there and they're telling her, we don't know who you are. Like, you never open up. You don't have any vulnerability. Like, we're not sure what your personality is. And she's poised, polished, smiling. And then it's like a split second. And then she starts, I'm just, blah, blah, blah. And it's super fake and super awful. And everybody can tell. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this was not that.
No.
Plastique opening up and being vulnerable was not that.
No.
And the fact that she called it out that way just shows how freaking jealous she was that she doesn't get to have those moments.
Yeah.
But it's because she doesn't open up or be real.
Yeah. Yeah. I was livid.
I was so mad.
I
don't know that I've ever been this mad at a contestant. Yeah.
Seriously. It's just,
what is wrong with her?
Again, it's just, it's a bully. And that is just so...
I'm low, so over
and
it.
I, oh my gosh, I was very upset, which good job editing because you got the feelings from me.
Oh, I went from like sad and sweet and good feelings to rage.
Oh, major rage.
I was going to rage in the cage. I was so pissed.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh. I couldn't even.
I'm getting all worked up talking about it again.
I know. All riled up.
Ugh. So, okay, sorry. Moving on. Akira's critique is just sort of here, neither here nor there. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't even write notes on it because it was just
was pretty nothing.
Yeah.
Vanjie.
It was a funny. It was a funny critique. I thought. I think Miss Vanjie is hilarious. Absolutely. That's what I love her for. And... you know, at least she takes the criticism.
Absolutely. And she said straight up, she's all, I'll just have to say no to those bodysuits and those corsets in
even
there.
Even if they're looking at me in the suitcase, I'm going to say
no.
I
have to say no. it's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And again, at least she's taking what they're saying to heart and not just fighting it like others. Speaking of which, Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache. Ugh. Oh my gosh, I was going to look. So, I'm already raging.
She's so... obstinate.
Well, because Rue's going on like, you know, make sure you do something different and you don't want to find yourself in the bottom. And she's going on, oh well, you know, I've been put in the bottom for being too beautiful, blah blah blah. And Rue's like, yeah, but you're still
but
in,
you're
the,
in
bottom.
The bottom.
And she's like, you know, you got to change up that look. And Silky's just like, yeah, I don't agree. And I'm just like, girl,
if somebody, well, that's the whole thing. It's like Rue is saying straight up, the judges didn't like the look. Silky's saying, I don't agree with that. And Rue is saying straight up, well, you should, because the judges are the ones who say whether you stay or go, you idiot.
But then she's like, broken record. Make me lip sync for my life.
Shut up.
Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please. I'm gonna suplex my TV the next time... She says that shit. I cannot
I'm so
handle
it
anymore. And for her to say it to Rue's face, because to me, you know, it's now in a way, I feel like it's her kind of disrespecting the process.
Totally.
Because you shouldn't want to be in the bottom. And lip syncing for your life is being in the bottom. So you're just basically saying a big, like, fuck you to all the judges.
Whatever
they have
you
to think.
Whatever you
and
say.
And that you're so good that you can be at the bottom and it doesn't even matter. I'm so, so
it's
over
not
it.
Cool. Like, it really is just... It
was
disrespectful. And you could tell on Rue's face she was not interested in having that conversation. And she's like, well, you just might. And it's just like...
But maybe this is the... That was the final straw to show Rue
that she's annoying as hell.
That the personality she's been seeing, although over the top and sometimes funny, like, that's the real Silky.
Yeah.
Annoying.
It's like Lindsay. It's like when you see a preview for a movie and it makes you laugh. And then you go and see the movie and you realize that they put all the funny parts in the preview and it's just an awful movie.
Yeah.
That's Silky.
Yep.
Like, there's little tidbits, and if you were to mash them all together, it'd be like, oh, she seems fun, and, like, she has a funny personality, but you don't want that. You're not going to waste 2 hours of your life watching that.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Again, I was just, ugh.
So over it.
Plus, more just super rude hating on Evie. crap.
I know. Send her home. She's hurt. We don't got time for that. Well, it's not holding her back. So what? Well, and Evie said straight up, she just said it because she doesn't like me. She's pretending like it's because I'm hurt, but that's bullshit.
Yes. Because, again, Rue went around asking everyone who they would send home. And, of course, Silky said Evie because
she doesn't like
there's
her.
Mad beef. And, yeah, it's just this piss poor excuse that, oh, she's injured and we don't have time for that.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She could outrunway you 20 days of the week. No, 40 days of the week. That's not even real.
Sending Evie home, we didn't say that also Miss Vanjie said to send Evie home.
She did.
But she said, okay, so this is the thing. All the drama. We got so much to talk about. So, she says, I want to send Evie home because she called me out on my shit.
On her silhouette
last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Rue was like, oh, because they did say that. And she's like, well, it was true, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But then earlier, she had even asked Evie to give her opinion. And was like, well, I know you'll tell me the truth. And it seemed like they were getting along in some way.
And even still with that, I don't think it didn't come off terrible.
No, but if you watch Untucked.
Yeah.
Shit done hit the fan.
Yeah.
I guess Miss Vanjie was just bottling all of that anger up and pretending like it was fine. And then once she got back into Untucked, she decided to lay it all bare. I don't know. I've only seen a clip of the fight. I haven't seen the whole episode, so I can't say because I don't have Untucked, but I've seen that clip many times and it's crazy town.
Yeah, that's the most intense. Well,
it's on par.
It's up there.
Well, yeah, it's up there. It's got to be in the top five with like Mimi, I'm First, and Shangela.
Yeah.
Seriously. It is up there. Well, to the point that Brooklyn came over and broke him up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know that I have ever seen anything that intense.
Yeah. Which again,
or wait, no, I think it's in season two when I think it's Morgan McMichaels is trying to pick a fight with someone. I can't remember, but it's been forever.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the dynamic next episode after that.
I'm scared.
Garbage.
Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But yes, I just wanted to drop the little seeds because I know that it's all going to play out crazy later. So we gotta plant the seeds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Then Evie has her critique with Rue and straight up just says Silky should go home.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, not having it.
Yeah. And that just...
Yeah.
Paves the way for some sassy exchanges.
There is so much beef between those two.
And I mean, I get it. I can't stand Silky. And I mean, like I said, if I was Evie and someone was saying the kind of stuff Silky says about her, I would not even have it.
I mean, all of this craziness. I just love this season so much.
Yeah. There's a lot of feelings.
There's a lot going on. It's so good. I just love it. I like can't wait for each week. It's so exciting. Compared to last season where it was kind of like...
Bleh.
Like, yeah. Just got bored halfway through.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. There's drama. There's beauty. There's
just... I just love it. All right. There's a surprise guest waiting on the runway. Who could it be? None other than... Alyssa Edwards.
I love Alyssa Edwards. I love her.
Who doesn't love Alyssa Edwards?
Yeah, I was
so excited.
And she looked
fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that outfit and that hair and her nails. Ooh.
She's
the whole package.
Just so funny. I love her so much.
And so, fun fact, she is Plastique's drag mother.
Drag mother.
Which
was
so
cute.
Fun little exchange. But so what she is doing is she is helping them with their stage, their runway presence, their how to strut their stuff.
Strutting that stuff.
Yes, because some people really needed it. And you know what? Her critiques and her pointers were actually really good.
They were very spot on.
Yeah.
I thought that it was
impressed.
Everyone who was willing to listen, I think, improved.
Agreed.
Not Silky.
Yeah, she just looked a damn fool again. Which, I mean, Alyssa is soaking up, but again, it's that whole thing of, like, you've got this tiny little sampling, and so...
Well, I wrote down, Alyssa is confused, but she likes it. Silky's just too much. Because Alyssa is like, what is happening? Oh, she's a kooky girl. And it's like, yeah, she might be funny and silly, but number one, she's hamming it up, so she's obviously not listening to a thing mm-hmm. you have to say.
No.
And number two, you're over it by the time she comes out the second time.
If she would have done her usual runway presence where it's like 0.0 miles an hour.
I was waiting, but she didn't. It was so funny because I was like, oh, Alyssa's going to read her for going too slow.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't do her like slow-mo walk that she normally does.
No, no. Because again, she was hamming it up.
Because she's terrible on the runway.
Yeah, she is. It's just all pageant. It's just boring.
Although
pageant
Alyssa
walk.
Did read her for like... She's like, let them soak it in. And she's like, no, stop trying to do sign language. Like, just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
So good pointers. And I would say
it was.
I enjoyed that.
There were some very funny points. Like,
ooh, but again, some beef.
Oh, my God, the beef. So Evie decides to do a runway walk, even though she still has a sprained ankle and should be resting it. But mm-hmm. she gets out there and she does her whole spiel and she does do a good job.
But I mean, then, so much so, Alyssa's like, ooh, I want to see your drag because I'm loving this.
She's
runway.
Loving it. But then she gets all sorts of sassy saying, like, I just wanted to show these girls that, you know, you just need to push past blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. It was, like, so shady. Yeah. It was so shady.
But then she walks off the stage towards where everyone's sitting and, like, right in Silky's direction.
I know. It was like, oh, my God.
And you should kick me off for being injured.
Oh, it was so much.
And then, of course, they put the stool right by Silky. I was like, you.
I know. It was so bad.
Come on. At least put her on the other side.
It was killing me. It was funny.
So, yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed it.
And it was cute because Plastique really did come out of her shell. I think that it did her a lot of good to see her mm-hmm. drag mom there and feel more comfortable because she was just hamming it up and being really silly and fun. And it's like, that's what we want to see more of.
Because
you can tell that she is like a fun, like just from the acting challenges where she's let loose a little more, you can tell that she's fun,
mm-hmm.
but she's so busy trying to be poised that you don't get it on the runway.
Yep. Yeah. No, I, when she does the Alyssa Edwards pose at the very start.
I was dying. It was so, good. So funny. So everybody good. Was just laughing. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the time has come for our main runway.
In the workroom. Oh, well, also Alyssa gives them some choreography because they're going to do a hoedown later.
Of course. I can't believe I forgot that.
RuPaul's pumpkin pies.
Yes.
They're coming in a little bit.
Yes.
So in the workroom, getting ready for the runway. I cannot believe that Silky is a grown-ass man and doesn't know how to comb her own hair. What is wrong with you?
Brittany, she uses a Sharpie.
I know. It's just so bad. It's so bad. And Akiria cannot. She is not having it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Akiria's just like, what's wrong with you? Get over here. Let me brush your hair, you dummy.
But at the same time, God, let her just sink on her own merit.
I know.
God, can't brush your hair.
Then Akiria brings up that her outfit plan didn't work out, so she had to do something else last minute. And it had me real worried because it showed the look laid out on the table and it just looked like a pile of denim. And I was like, oh no.
I know. I was also quite concerned.
Like, oh, what did you make?
I mean, kudos to her for getting something made when you've got your main fabric and your main idea goes out the window.
That's
but
a bummer. But what
we'll
can we do?
That later.
And then Raja is upset because Plastique
stole her bark.
Although, I will tell you this. If you follow Plastique on Twitter, she explained it that originally her, Brooklyn, and Raja all grabbed bark. Plastique used a pile of bark that was sitting on workroom table, which she thought was hers, but it wasn't. So then Brooklyn, who wasn't using her bark, gave her bark to Raja, but she had already started working on the pants. So it was like, it wasn't shady.
Honest mistake.
It was just a mistake. So, but, you know.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I don't know if more bark would have helped you out.
Well, that's the thing that I was thinking about is like, I don't, the errors with her look are not upon.
Are many.
Having a not enough bark. It no. Maybe about having too much bark.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll get to that in a second.
So, again, the shadiness continues.
As per usual.
There weren't many feel-good moments leading up.
No, how can there be any feel-good moments?
No.
We're still casting a shadow on the workroom.
A barky shadow. So, runway.
Cover girl. Put the bass in your walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body talk. Now work. Rue, you did it. That dress. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't get over it because the mixing of like different patterns, but in the same color. Mm-hmm. And then the draping. And then the fact that it had these exaggerated hips, but then the two lengths of dress.
Yeah.
But it all looked so balanced.
Yeah.
I was dying. It looked so good.
Yeah. I was.
Oh, my God. I loved that dress so much.
Even Cameron loved it.
Oh,
so that's always a win.
And her hair looked awesome as always, but like I can't get over that dress. It just mm-hmm. is so unique but classy looking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved it. So good.
I also at the end of this season we should do
a ranking. We'll do a ranking.
Yeah.
We'll like maybe come up with our top 3 and our bottom 3.
I like this. Perfect.
We'll do that at the end.
So, first we have our performance.
Right, of the hoedown, yes. The pumpkin pies. And I thought it was really fun. I liked it. I thought it was really cute that Evie, since she couldn't dance, was doing the fiddle in the corner.
And she was hilarious.
She was so funny.
For being just sitting, well, I shouldn't say just sitting there, but for having to sit.
Oh, it could have been a death sentence, but she hammed it up.
Oh, yeah. I kept just wanting to watch her.
I know. She was being so funny. To me, the people that stood out the most was I thought that Plastique and Nina were totally like hamming it up and doing really great. Those were the two that to me were standing out that I kept looking back to see what they were doing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I thought Suga did pretty good too.
Actually. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yep. So yeah, it was funny because it was definitely a surprise kind of a.
But I thought it was a fun bit,
but it was
interlude.
Fun. Yeah, yeah.
And so, it was like just for fun's sake, which mm-hmm. I actually liked.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
I needed something to break the tension.
I know. Cut it with a
feeling
knife.
Feeling so angry.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into this runway.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right. So let's talk about Akiria first. Why not?
Oh, Lindsay.
So I don't even know how to explain her.
It literally did look like football pads. Football pads with a denim blanket thrown over them and a boob hole cut out like a peekaboo.
You know,
I don't think it was good.
I think for last minute, she put something together. Yes, the shoulder pads were horrendous.
The proportions are bad. I think that the look itself could have worked if the shoulder pads weren't so big mm-hmm. and the top section wasn't so drapey and huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was distracting, and that wig does not look good.
So bad.
It looks like a weird hat.
It looks like...
like a helmet.
Half a mullet.
Yeah, it's not good.
It just went so wrong. And her stage presence, I didn't understand either. It was this weird, like... I'm just like, this doesn't... This is just making it worse.
She was saying she was going for like the boss in a Devil Wears Prada,
which is when you're wearing denim with this horrible hair. Like
it wasn't that.
That's not the portrayal you should be going.
I don't even
for.
Know what that character would be. I don't know how you would play off that character. It was just weird. It was so strange.
It was It was a bummer. A big miss. And from writing a great last week.
Exactly.
Major fail.
Such a bummer.
So, yeah, that was a definite bottom of the barrel.
Let's talk about Silky. I have to say, I liked her look. The hat was maybe a little too much feathers out of the top, but I thought it was a complete look, and I thought that her hair looked really good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'll agree. I didn't like the hat. But, so was she saying that she glued all of those little beads and buttons onto?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's impressive. I'll give her that.
I think it's a complete look. I think that she did a good job.
And it's a different silhouette, which they
And it was much better constructed for. Than her red dress debacle. Yeah. So, I'll have to give her props. Yeah. She did a good job.
Yeah.
I hate saying it. Lindsay, let's talk about Suga. That woman does not know how to edit properly.
Well, and I don't know.
Those are three. Okay, so let's say you have three elements to a look. Your hair, your makeup, and your outfit. Each of them on their own works. All of them together, no.
I think her makeup's okay.
Well, it's a look.
With the dress. The hair. Well, and this is supposed to be like high fashion.
Well, correct? And I think that's like her idea of like, oh, it's editorial and weird. And so it's like wind and the flowers. And I don't know.
I think she would have looked fine with different hair.
Because the makeup, she's got this very sort of geisha inspired look, which doesn't read ballerina tutu.
I can forgive that.
All right. But
the contouring of her boobs is really bad too.
It's just discombobulated. I don't think I think that's probably the best outfit I think that she's worn so mm-hmm. far that I like. Like I think that the outfit itself was well put together, and it's not too much. It's one cohesive idea, and usually she's got way too many ideas. So but then the face and the hair, it's just too much. It's all too much. I don't get it.
And the hair looked like really, really big, exaggerated Donald Trump wind hair.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is sad because she's already been Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was a miss.
No,
my least favorite, but I'm not
It was
happy
close
about
to
it.
The bottom for me because of the hair. I thought that was just atrocious and just took away from what looks like a lot of work that she put into the outfit. So
Well, it's like, I think you could, like, that hair could work in another concept. Yeah. Like, if all of the dress looked like it was flying off of you or something.
Yeah.
Okay, but, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay, let's talk about Evie. Oh, so pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty. I love that little red finger wave wig. And her makeup was so pretty. She's so conceptual, mm-hmm. but it just looks pretty.
Which made me so happy because I just wanted to like slap Silky.
I wanted to like hold her face and make her look at her.
Oh, she couldn't do glamour face to save her life. I was just like, bitch, look at this.
And the colors, the colors are so pretty, mm-hmm. like those like autumn colors, but with the purple mixed in. And it's
and I was so
pretty.
Nervous because in the workroom, she was saying her inspiration was to do
like a soju.
Soju, but better. And I'm like,
what are you going to do? But
so I'm glad at some point she must have said,
I know she must have been like,
go
actually,
a different route. Yeah, she looked great. She looked beautiful and her stage presence was beautiful. And
I think she knocked it out of the park. Yeah. I think it was absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
So great. She looked like an autumnal fairy.
Yeah. Beautiful. And I think with this, it would have been easy to just keep going and then it would have been ridiculous. And so, yeah, she used that editing eye.
Yeah.
To quit while it was.
I loved it.
Much, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
But it did still feel like her. And absolutely. It didn't feel absolutely. Like she was wearing some sort of a weird, like, basic girl costume. Like, she looked Still like Evie, but fashion.
Which is why she bombed in the Monster Challenge, because she wanted to do something that wasn't her, but glamorous.
And it just didn't work.
And it bombed, yeah. So this, she just did her, and it turned out glamorous anyway.
It, yeah.
So
I loved it.
Win.
Okay, Nina West.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, hips up. I can get into it to a point, although the makeup was so pale. It was really weird.
Well, I thought the concept to do the corn husks based off of that RuPaul picture in the workroom.
Way cool.
Cool. This is a disaster.
Well, the top is fine, I think.
No. I don't like it. Because it's like plastered and then there's bits coming off the side of her, like crunchy bits. If you're doing that, like, why wouldn't you have more coming off at angles?
Well, because she doesn't
in
know
the bodice.
How. She doesn't know how. She's not good at construction.
Yeah.
We've seen
and
it
so then it just looked like her just gluing on this stuff.
But
to
the
be
bottom
like,
legit looks like a corn husk diaper. It's so bad.
I put a saggy corn diaper.
And yeah, they have talked to you about your proportions, and it's like she starts going out at the waist, but then it goes back to the legs again where you're too skinny because you're so broad-shouldered. And it's like, give yourself some goddamn hips.
But I really think it's because she doesn't know how to construct it. I think she ran out of corset and things to put to
hot glue
corn husks to. And that's why you got a diaper.
And legit, she was stomping down that runway like a horse.
Okay, this is where I think the Alyssa Edwards stuff went wrong.
South.
Exactly. I think she played it up way too much.
It was distracting.
Yeah.
Like,
it was awkward.
Her
it was
stomping
weird to
watch. Was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't, like, she didn't, if anything, Alyssa needed to teach her how to tone it down, mm-hmm. but.
Ugh. Yeah, it was not good. And yeah, the makeup was, yeah, she was too
so
pale. And then her makeup was too dark.
Yeah, it was very starkly contrasted.
No, it was.
I liked her wig.
I thought her wig was cool, too. I agree. I did like her wig. I thought that was truly the
and
only
a different
good thing
shape
about.
For her, which I liked. Like
yeah.
The different like,
yeah.
hair shape I liked.
But yeah.
Let's see. Brooklyn Heights. Oh, my God. Gorgeous, as always.
I mean, what
like,
can you say?
What can you say that's wrong with that? Not a single thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The combination of blue and orange is one of my favorite combinations. And the
and
fact that
her
she,
hair is like that same shade of orange. It's,
and that it has volume, but it's still like.
Which, thank God.
Volume.
Different hair.
Yes. Different hair, which I appreciated. And I thought it was so cute and clever to have like the orange slices. So you could tell it was, you still could see where it came from, but it was used in a very fashion way.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about that back and butt?
Oh, man.
Oh.
When Ross sees it and he's just like,
ooh. Oh, my God. What? Ugh. That's how you do a reveal. Mm-hmm. That peekaboo butt crack, I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That I there was just
so
constructed
good.
Well. It was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
A full look. The huge clutch is just.
So good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Winner.
I
and a
it.
Different silhouette, which again, I've been needing. From
it
her.
Was different. And I loved that. It just was so good from mm-hmm. top to bottom. Let's see. Next, Miss Vanjie.
Bored.
I said it was cute, but basic.
I just think you have all these other queens making these crazy. I mean, kudos to Silky
Vanjie?
For gluing on 5 billion buttons and beans. It's like a tiny bit of rope and a scrunched up piece of burlap.
She's barely wearing any clothes. And like that took no effort.
No.
I mean, maybe it took a lot of effort for her because she can't construct. But it was just so basic.
Yeah.
And it was barely any clothes.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Different silhouette, which the skirt is cute, but it's just so boring.
It's just boring.
It's just a piece of burlap on her head. And I didn't think it was the worst because it wasn't atrocious, but I thought it was very lackluster.
It was. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It could have just been so much more because mm-hmm. like what she started doing with the rope on top, if that became some rope thing,
mm-hmm.
it could have been so cool.
Yeah,
but the fact that it stopped as soon as she possibly could and then just did a scrunched up piece of burlap
for
a skirt
is, you know, it's maybe a couple little sews here and there, but it's probably held together mostly with hot glue.
Oh, for sure.
So there's just no...
I don't know.
It I don't know what she spent all that time doing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So, meh.
It was...
That's whatever. A meh rating for me.
Okay. Next, we have Raja in her burlap pants that are falling apart on the runway.
Groot chic.
I wrote 100% Groot.
Yeah.
And then Michelle says it later, and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Because even the shape of that stupid headpiece looks like the top of Groot's head.
Yep.
And then I was not digging that big green braid out the back that, like, it just was so confused.
I didn't hate the braid. I thought it, to me, it was the only thing about her outfit that was, didn't look like it was falling apart and.
Well, that's true.
A mess.
It just.
And they say it. Kudos for her for trying to make a pant. Well, for making a pant. But it's burlap. So it is just, it's falling apart on the runway. It's a disaster.
Well, and in her critique, she has to go into this long, drawn out story about her evolution and, you know, a tree and a burlap bag. And it's like,
and what? Flowers. And
the hell are you talking about?
But this isn't the first time that she's had to explain her outfit, too. And so it's just like
it shouldn't have to come with a little cue card where you read what it's about. It should tell a story and be a look on its own.
Yeah.
And the fact that she had that big metal collar necklace that didn't make any sense with any of it. Why?
I love. And I was so mad that she wore it because I'm like, that thing is badass. And you are like. Ruining it.
I know.
By wearing it with this atrocious outfit.
It doesn't belong there.
Well, in those shoes. What the hell?
White hooker shoes. Like, it's so confusing.
Oh my gosh,
it's so confused.
Bad.
I just was so annoyed by it.
Yeah. And Lisa, so, you know, you can't just blame the bark girl. That's
the whole look is confused.
Yeah. And if, you know, Icaria, even though it wasn't great, at least it was constructed and together. She had a major mishap with her idea. And she
brought it together. It wasn't falling apart on the runway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Plastique.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. She looked like a beautiful ballerina.
She is gorgeous. But.
She's in a corset again.
Yes. And why does she always have to wear those tights?
I don't know.
Because I was sitting there and I was looking at it and I was like, she looks beautiful, but these tights don't make sense to me. Like,
they're
what?
Very
like,
showgirl looking, and she's not looking. She looks.
It's supposed to be organic.
She looks like she's. Yeah, like, I don't know what. She's got a crutch, and it's covered in stones.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if she's just
tights.
Insecure about her legs, which I'm sure are.
Show us your
gorgeous.
Goddamn legs.
Exactly.
Put some lotion on them, and show us your legs.
Exactly. I was like, this would have been perfect without. Without those tights, because like you said, she looks kind of like a fairy princess, and she's got like this beautiful skin on her upper body, and then it's just like this.
I'm so over those stone tights. Stop it. Unless it makes sense with the look, don't put them on every single time. It's making me crazy.
Yeah,
but I will have to say, the first thing I thought when she came out was, I cannot believe she made that.
Yeah.
The headpiece alone is so intricate and detailed. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That looks amazing. Like, a costumer made that over the course of like a month.
Yeah.
And the bodice, I love the way she accents like a female shape with like the, how it spreads out on the bust and then spreads out again on the hips. Like, it looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I mean, again, this is me being very.
Well.
Just critiquing.
Because she always looks perfect.
And, you know, again, I just worry for her because she's got to do a different silhouette.
She's going to
bite her in the ass.
She has to.
Soon.
I mean, she does
Maybe
look
not
gorgeous.
Soon.
But, like.
Sometime soon.
For your own good, show that you can do something else.
Yeah.
Try and get outside of your own head. Throw those tights in the goddamn garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But
still gorgeous.
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 Alrighty, so our tops for the week are Evie, Brooklyn, and Plastique.
Which are the three, stats-wise, they have the three best stats. So they're
on a
keeping
roll.
On, yeah, I was going to say, they're keeping on track here, so...
And I think those three, I would have picked those three for the top as well. They definitely were my faves.
Yeah, I based on the construction of the outfits and how they did.
Yeah.
In the, well, I don't even count the boob challenge, but how they did in the.
Hoedown.
Hoedown. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Then our bottoms for the week are Nina, Akiria, and Raja.
Which, again, I see that. I think that... I don't know. I mean, I could have seen Miss Vanjie down there as well. Because, again, she just kind of faded away in the hoedown, and I just am not...
I think that if Akiria had... not bombed it so bad on her outfit that Vanjie would have been in the bottom.
I agree.
Because Akiria was much more interesting in the hoedown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But.
It is what it is. So.
Oh my God. Raja explaining herself when she's talking about her freaking tree concept. I could not roll my eyes hard enough. Like it just. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your stupid excuses. And the fact that she's like desperately trying to justify this terrible look.
Mm-hmm.
But then Nina straight up is like, I hear you. Thank you for your critiques. Yeah. I want to get better. When earlier in the episode, Raja is talking shit on Nina for being the oldest one in the competition who's always looking for approval. And it's like, well, maybe she's just open to getting better.
Yeah.
And not having a bad attitude.
Yeah.
So, and this was just showing more of that. Making
crappy story to explain her terrible outfit. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Raja, again, just hot mess, like you said. Making up excuses. Her outfit didn't look good. It was discombobulated. She was a female group. It just, it was bad. 100%. And her going into length about freaking, I almost said bog body, but she's bag body, bag tree body, flower. Whatever it was, what just was off-putting. I appreciate that Nina was taking the criticism well. The thing with me is, I want her to be a little more fierce. She's definitely got Miss Congeniality in the bag, but I mean, take the criticism, but let it get to you a little bit so that you actually use that to get better.
I don't think, I'm not saying this as a like. Nina as a person, but Nina as a competitor in this show, I don't think she has any fight in her.
Exactly.
I think she's there to compete, but I don't think she's there to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see a fire there.
Yeah.
And so, I honestly don't know how long she can last without really, like, feeling that hard determination to be there.
Well, and it's scary when, you know, she took the criticism of, you know, do the padding and bring it. And she tried, but then.
But it fell very flat.
Really bad. So
literally.
And every design challenge she's done has been
so bad. She's not good.
Bad.
At making.
No. Things. So I fear for her. And then Akiria is the same thing. You know, at least she knew what it was. And she was taking it in. There weren't excuses. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell it was more just disappointment on of herself.
Yeah.
Which was hard to watch because I really like Akiria. But again, it wasn't this just deluge of excuses. So, yeah, I don't know. I
for sure wanted Raja to lip sync, but I was having I really would have rather had Nina lip sync, I think.
The only thing that saved her was that she won the bag race and she was memorable in the hoedown and the line dancing.
Which I get it. I just think Akiria has more fight in her.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And like she shows, like I feel like she just shows like I am here to do this. Mm-hmm. Whereas Nina is, you know, like, I'm here to have fun. And it's, I don't know. I just feel
no,
like
I agree.
It.
I agree.
But our winner this week.
Dun, da, da, da.
Plastic.
Tiara.
Tiara.
Which, I mean, again, those three are just neck and neck.
I know.
At this point.
Honestly, I think if Brooklyn had been more exuberant in the hoedown,
yeah,
she would have won. But Plastic was having a way better time,
yeah,
and, like, just hamming it up. And so...
Yeah. I wasn't sure who it was going to be between
I wasn't
Evie
either.
And Plastic. Because, again, Evie was freaking hilarious.
I know. I could have seen Evie win. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
So, but, again, but I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad at it. Honestly, either one of those three could have won, and I would have been like... Yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I am glad that on the flippity flop, Raj is lip syncing for life.
Again.
Again for the third time. And Akiria is also lip syncing for her life.
To Strut
by Sheena Easton. I had never heard this song before.
I hadn't either.
So I thought it was fun though.
Yeah, I did
I
too.
Thought it was a really fun lip sync song because mm-hmm. it was different. And I liked that I had never heard it before. Raja's big green braid fell off in the middle.
Yeah, which...
And then she kept holding it for some reason.
You know, to me, it just looked like she was done. This is the last
she had
lip sync
no...
She could...
Fight
she could
left
muster.
In her.
Yeah, and...
Akiria was giving it her all, and you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, sassing it up. I loved Akiria's lip sync. I thought that she was being real funny.
Well, and you know what? Her ridiculous outfit kind of fit.
It worked in her favor.
I mean?
I know. It totally did.
Exactly. It just kind of made it a little bit more over the top, which
I thought it
for
was
for a lip sync, that's
yeah,
perfect.
I thought it was really funny. And Raja just looked done. She just
yeah.
looked so done.
Yeah. So, surprise, surprise.
Sashay away, Raja. Forever.
I am not even sad.
Oh, I was, like, exuberant. I was just like, yes, mm-hmm. finally. And of course, in her exit interview, all she talks about is how one of those other girls who's always being told they're pretty needs to be here, not me.
Yeah.
And blah, blah. And, you know, like, it. There's not a single lesson learned there about your shitty attitude or anything. It's just all negativity all the time with her.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I good riddance to toxic.
Get out of
energy.
Here.
I
am
just
so glad.
Yeah.
I am so glad. Oh my god, let's just get Silky out of there and then I will be able to enjoy every week.
It makes you wonder if Silky is gone, who the next villain will be. Cuz someone has to take over. Well, I guess it would probably be Vanjie after Untucked.
After
so yeah, she's gone and I'm fine with it. And
I'm so glad.
Was talking to Max at work. He was more than happy about it as well. And I'll have to do some asking around, but I can only assume most people are probably,
I feel like
okay.
This is one of those moments where, like, you know, the crowd rejoices.
Yeah.
I think that everybody just let out a communal huzzah.
Yeah. Like, I'm good.
Ugh, so ugh, over it.
So glad. So goodbye, Raja. Been nice. Not even been nice knowing.
It him. Hasn't been nice knowing
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And maybe they won't read your message on the mirror. You dumb.
Oh, that'll be interesting. We'll have to see.
Oh my right. God, Lindsay. Two of my favorite things. Number one, Snatch Game.
I am so excited.
Snatch Game is next week.
And there's so many big personalities and, like, interesting stuff.
Oh,
so I'm very
wait.
Intrigued to see who everyone picks and to see how it goes down.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I wait. I just sit and I wait every season for Snatch Game because it's either hilarious or a train wreck. And either way, I love it.
Well, and I think it's, like, the pivotal moment.
It shows so much whether or not you can handle the pressure.
If you don't have personality and you can't fake it, you
no, you're out of here.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
Yeah, you don't make it.
Oh, I'm so nervous for Brooklyn.
So, yeah. Well, hopefully she can pull it out. Yeah. Maybe if she's in the atmosphere and if it's a fun character.
You she never can know. Do it,
but my she only do worry.
Celine Dion.
Oh, that would be funny.
Because she's French Canadian.
Oh, perfect. Maybe she will. I'll bet you a drink on that.
Number two favorite thing. Jinx Monsoon, everybody.
I don't know how I didn't recognize that.
Jinx is a surprise guest
you
in the workroom.
Spoiled.
And I love Jinx.
Spoiled.
Ugh.
Ugh. This is going to be a good episode.
It's going to be such a good episode. Yep. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
So with all this personality talk.
Okay. Who is going to go home?
Be.
Okay. All right. Oh, shit. So obviously I want Silky to go home, but this is kind of like in her wheelhouse of being.
My only thing is maybe.
Will she go too hard?
I think she's going to. I think it's going to be.
Or. Will it be okay? I think it's gonna be Suga.
I will go out on a limb.
I don't think Suga has enough, like, off the cuff comedy to play the Snatch Game. Yep. And even if Brooklyn does worse, Brooklyn always brings it on the runway, and so it would cancel it out.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be Suga.
I could see that. I will. I'm going to say Nina.
Oh.
I just don't.
She might have hit her peak.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, I mean, I feel like hopefully Snatch Game is something she can do well in. But if she doesn't, I just don't think she can stop escaping her terrible runway looks.
I know. It did really bum me out when she, like, admitted that she's bad at the runways. And she's like, I didn't know I would be this bad. And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
She is so sweet.
Yeah. Ugh. She really is. I just kind of feel like she's buckling under the pressure.
I know.
And
it's just rough.
Yeah. Unless she does really well.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, we'll see. What did we say last week? Shoot. I forgot to look at what we said last week.
I said Suga again.
I think I said Raja.
I think you did.
Yay.
But, and I would say, I feel like she's just one of those people who are going to just stick around in the middle
She'll
for a really
She'll just fly under the
time.
Radar until there's nowhere else to
Because she won't do
hide.
Anything too terrible.
She has just been mostly hanging out in the middle.
Yeah. Lukewarm.
I think that this is going to be the tanker.
But, I agree. This could absolutely be her
oh,
downfall.
Oh, shit. But she did so good in that acting challenge in the...
Oh, that's true.
Well, I've already said it, so we'll
it's
just
done.
Have to wait and see what happens.
It's done. Seal the envelope.
The envelope is sealed.
She messed
Sound
up that
effects.
Envelope. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of
What the Tuck
with Lindsay
and Brittany.
I almost said Brittany again.
I know you did. Right. Stop trying to steal my identity, weirdo.
I'm sorry. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.